Yeah. So then he goes, you should go out with me. So then she goes, go out with you. So then I go, hey, you should go.
And then I go, you're an idiot.
Come on, we need to use the phone.
Well, guys, I just did my first oil change on the Healy.
Congratulations. How'd you manage to stay so clean?
She used me for a drop cloth.
And a shop rag.
Well, now I gotta change. I better call Harry. I was supposed to be watching that hockey game over there 5 minutes ago.
Take a number.
No. Brittany's not Heather's friend. Brittany's Ashley's friend, and now Heather's starting to hang out with Courtney ever since they came to school wearing the same pair of earrings.
I can't stand this anymore. Every time I want to use a phone, one of my strapping young boys is clucking like a hen on the phone.
I think I may have a solution. Brad, get off the phone.
All right, yeah, I gotta go. Later.
Mark, wait. None of you is using a phone until we work out a system of phone usage for you boys.
All right, listen up.
Okay, it's very simple. Each of you will be allotted 45 minutes a day of phone time, but you can't use it continuously unless nobody else is waiting. And, of course, none of these rules apply during peak calling time, which will be 9 to 5 on weekdays, all day, weekend, and anytime your father and I are home. Also, keep in mind, if you fail to use your daily allotment, you can't apply that to future phone usage. Does that sound fair, Tim?
I lost you after it was all very simple. Go, 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 go! No!
Ah, idiot.
Hey, Dolores, you want to get Tim another beer, please?
I just got off work. I'm starving to death, and my feet have swelled up like a couple of bloated toads.
Is that a yes or a no?
Hey, I'll get it.
Absolutely not. You're a guest in this house. You shouldn't have to get your own beer.
But I'm so comfortable as a gosh darn guest here, I prefer to get my own beer.
Give me one, too.
Heck, why don't I get it? Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Tim.
Need a hand with anything?
No, I got it. How you doing? It's been a long time, man. Last time I saw you, you had the...
It's all healed. It's all healed, yeah.
Hey, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
You came by to watch hockey. It's not much of a game.
That's right. Wings are down by 7 goals.
Well, ooh. Actually, I came in to hook the power supply up for the video phone.
Video phone?
Yeah. Dennis has one at his place, and he also put one in at the hardware store.
Yeah, Dolores loves it. I call it must-nag TV.
I'm working for a communications company that installs all kinds of high-tech systems.
Yeah, it's a good company. Last time we talked to you, selling real estate.
Yeah, he was. But then he was a salesman, then he was a bank teller, and then a waiter. Oh, and then he went into his human guinea pig period.
But Dennis has found a career he really loves, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, the technology is changing every day.
Yeah, I read a lot about it.
And the best thing is, I'm smack dab in the middle of it.
Congratulations.
And I'm getting paid for it. I mean, it's the coolest job.
Boy, you're perky, Dennis.
Yeah, he takes after his mother.
Shut up, Harry.
Do you guys install those automated home systems?
Oh, yeah, I install those all the time. I can automate just about anything my customers want.
Yeah? What do I want to flush my toilet from the car?
Then you'd be a strange, strange man.
Why don't you have him automate your house?
Hey, don't start, Dolores. Tim doesn't like to be pushed into buying things.
Oh, yes, I do. I don't think I could talk Jill into it. All we really need is a second phone line right now.
I could put that in for you.
I don't know, Tim. I don't think it's a good idea having your kid work for your friends.
That's what friends are for. Think you can do it?
Sure. And while I'm in there, maybe I can sell you and Jill on one of these video phones.
This ain't work?
Yeah, here, check it out. I'll just speed dial the hardware store.
Hello, Harry's Hardware. This is Al.
You know, there's just some things you don't want to see.
Just a second phone line, that's all he's going to do, right?
Yeah, just a second phone line.
All right.
As long as he's here,
no.
can't we just,
no.
One time,
no.
Just think,
no.
think.
No.
One, hold on a minute, assistant.
No.
All right, call up and talk about a second phone line.
Just a second line.
But if we could just...
No, never.
Mark's on the phone.
What? He's been on the phone all day. I told him an hour ago, no more phone calls.
Mark, did your mom tell you an hour ago to get off the phone? Yeah. Well, stop the girly chit-chat and get off the phone. Big news. Katie likes Trevor.
Katie likes Trevor? I thought Katie liked Justin. And then Justin likes Chloe.
You gotta let this go.
Dad, don't you ever do that again. That was a really important call.
Excuse me? Who do you think you're talking to?
Not my friends, thanks to you.
Mark, I told you, 45 minutes is the limit.
Apparently you don't feel like playing by the rules, though.
It's a stupid rule.
It's a stupid rule, huh? How about 3 days without phone calls? How about that?
Dad, that's it.
You want to argue with me? It'll be a week.
This bites.
Oh, yeah? How about 3 weeks without a phone call? That'll bite.
Three weeks? Don't you think that's a little extreme?
Well, what would you have done?
I would have given him a warning.
You give me warnings all the time. Does it ever do any good?
No, but I still have hope for the children.
Whoever did your last wiring job really didn't know what he was doing.
Well, that guy's not allowed to work around here anymore.
It's too bad. Now all I gotta do is run the fish tape upstairs, hook it to the new line, and yank it through.
Right. I can give you a hand if you want.
I thought you said that guy wasn't allowed to work here anymore. Oh, man. I got a customer that needs me. I want to get the job done right. I'm sorry. You think you'd be okay without a second phone line for a little while longer? You still got the first line.
Yeah, that'd be great. I haven't actually used the first line since Katie started dating Justin.
This is ridiculous. Dennis has been gone for 3 hours.
Your mom won't get off the phone. Angela's probably married by now.
By the time I get to use the phone, all my friends will be in a retirement home.
Mark, quit exaggerating. You don't have any friends.
Guys, listen up. I think I can pull that second line down by myself if you help me upstairs. I'll hook on the fish tape, wrap it around there, we'll send it back down, use the intercom to talk to me. You, if Mom looks up, distract her. Big arms, big gestures, big hands, big hands, big hands, big hands. Big hands. Gotcha.
Moving. I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Not a word you want to hear in this house.
Hey, Brad, it's hung up on something. What is it?
I don't see anything.
All right, I'm going to pull it back out. We'll try it one more time.
Well, looks like Dad just yanked away all our phone privileges.
Tim, why couldn't you wait till Dennis got here?
I waited 3 hours. I can only wait so long having a hole in the wall. There's Dennis. He'll fix it. Don't worry about it. I'll get some drywall patch. Be all right.
Hi, Jill. Tim. I just dropped by to bring Dennis his lunch and say, what the hell happened?
Tim tried to fix the phone.
Where's Dennis?
He was paged and he's been gone about 3 hours, so...
He left in the middle of the job?
Well, yeah, but Tim tried to finish it.
Hey, guys. Hey, Dad. Sorry I'm late. Whoa. What happened?
That guy showed up.
How could you leave my friend stranded for 3 hours?
I got paged on another job. I guess I got a little overbooked.
He's here now. No big deal.
It's a very big deal. You know you can't leave Tim alone with a hole in the wall.
Listen,
I gotta get back to work.
Yes, you do. And I'm gonna stay here to make sure you do it right this time.
You're just gonna stand here and breathe down my neck?
You're damn right I am.
Guys, would you settle down, please?
You know, you don't have to be so tough on him. Our walls always look like this.
Dad, would you just trust me to do this by myself?
I trust you to screw it up.
That's it. Out of here.
Fine, run away.
No, it's not fun. Don't run away, Dennis. Come on. Look, I'm sorry. I'll send somebody else out to finish the job.
Yeah, we'll make sure that somebody else knows what they're doing. Oh, the hell.
Dad?
What?
What should I do?
Take up the lost art of letter writing.
Don't even think about it. I can't believe the way Harry went after Dennis.
He just went after him because he cares about him. What do you think the kid would be like if Harry didn't come down so hard on him?
I don't know. Happy?
Happy. What would the world be like if everyone walked around happy?
A happy world?
It's just as important for kids to be responsible. Dennis was 3 hours late. He screwed up. It was Harry's job as a parent to try to straighten things out.
Like you tried to straighten out Mark?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you're pretty tough on him for talking on the phone.
And thanks to me, he's not talking on the phone, is he?
Thanks to you, nobody is.
This isn't just about the phone, you know. You heard him come down there with that attitude.
I had to say something.
Well, Tim, as the kids get older, the problems and the attitudes are just going to get bigger. You have to pick your battles and be more sensitive.
You know, you're probably right, you know. Gosh, you are right. Next time when the boy smarts off to me, I'm going to take him out for a nice little cup of tea. And while they're buttering their scones, I'll ask what punishment they would prefer.
You joke, but you won't be laughing when you end up with a relationship like Dennis and Harry's.
I have a good relationship with the boys, thank you. I'm not going to end up like Harry. I know what I'm doing around here.
Neighbor.
What are you doing over there?
Tim, are you familiar with the I Ching?
Sure. The I Ching, the scratching, the chafing. That's why I switched to boxers, my friend.
Oh, my. No, actually, the I Ching is the ancient book of Chinese wisdom. You ask a question about your life, and then you toss these coins. Then you try to divine the answer from the book.
I got a question for those coins.
Shoot.
You think I'm too tough on my kids?
Well, might I inquire what brings that issue to the fence?
In a word, Jill. She says I should probably be more sensitive about how I discipline my kid.
Well, it's true. The way you talk to your children now can have a profound effect on your future relationship.
I say some tough things to him, but certainly not as tough as Harry says to his kid.
Oh, Dennis tells me that Harry has quite a lexicon.
Lexicon? No, he drives a Buick.
You know, Tim, I ran into Dennis at the coffee shop today, and he was so angry at Harry, he told him that he's leaving town.
What? Just because of what Harry said to him?
Well, I guess so. You know, as Longfellow says, a torn jacket is soon mended, but hard words can bruise the heart of a child.
You think I should have a talk with Harry?
Well, let's see what the I Ching says. Yes, it says the situation is a microcosm juxtaposed against and created by the macrocosm of the universe. And there, my neighbor, you have your answer. Yep. Oh, I've forgotten the question.
Hey, Mark. Mark, do me a favor. When Mom comes home, tell her I went over to Harry's for a minute.
Whatever you say.
I know you're angry with me because I disciplined you over the phone, right?
And because you embarrassed me.
You know, I probably shouldn't have done that. But that gave you no right to talk to me the way you did.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Feel like playing by the rules now?
Yeah.
You can use the phone as soon as it gets fixed.
When will that be?
Well, very soon. Provided I don't get anywhere near it.
My little sweetie. You can dust yourself.
Hi, Dolores.
What do you want?
Well, I heard about Dennis wanting to move away, and I came over to talk to Harry about it.
Let me get this straight. You're taking it upon yourself to fix our family problems?
Not if you're going to yell at me.
Tim, you're a marvelous person.
No, no.
Oh, would you like a beer? Some cheese and crackers? Can I glaze you a ham?
Oh. I just thought if they talked, if they just...
Tim? What are you doing here?
Well, certainly not what it looks like.
He came over because he's a caring, loving human being who recognizes the importance of family unity.
Are you drunk?
I'm going to leave you two alone. Now, try and open that thick skull of yours and listen to what this man has to say. He's a lot smarter than he looks.
I want to talk to you about Dennis.
Look, nothing you can say could possibly change my mind.
Well, how about some words of wisdom from Longfellow during his itching period? He said, don't juxtapose anything in a macroscope in this universe.
Are you drunk?
What I'm trying to say is, your kid's about ready to leave your life. Is that what you really want?
It doesn't matter what I want. It never mattered what I want. I wanted him to go to college. He dropped out. Then I wanted him to learn the hardware business, but he wasn't interested.
Well, maybe the kid's just looking for a career of his own. And, you know, I think he's found one that he's good at.
Good at?
Yeah.
He walked out in the middle of a job. I can't even begin to imagine leaving a customer waiting for 3 hours.
How about 3 weeks?
What?
Remember when you forgot to order that grinder for me? I did the whole job by hand?
One mistake.
Well, the kid's allowed to make one mistake. His mistake is he's got too many customers. Too many customers. That means he must be doing something right.
Yeah, he was always good with his hands.
Why wouldn't he be? Takes after his old man, doesn't he? Huh.
Maybe I should give him another chance.
You bet you should. Give the kid a call.
Well, how do I know he's not already on a plane halfway across the country?
Because I've got him on hold. Pick up the video phone.
No, Jim. Hey, Dennis. Hi.
Hi.
Look, I'm sorry I came down so hard on you.
My screen's a little fuzzy. For a second there, I thought you were my father.
I mean it. Look, I don't want you moving away. It would upset your mother. And it would upset me, too.
And it would really upset me. Because I got that big hole in my wall.
You know what you need? You need a responsible professional to help you out. And I think I know just the guy.
Thanks, Dad.
To a man, I'm gonna glaze you that ham.
Glaze away, baby.
Hi, welcome back to Tool Time.
We're here with home communication expert, Dennis Turner.
Today we're talking about the fully automated house. Heidi, let's show them our fully automated house.
Here you are, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Actually, this is a mock-up of an automated house.
Well, now you tell me. I'd have my stuff moved in there already.
The automated home is controlled by a touchscreen, which is hooked into a central computer.
That's right. With a simple touch of your finger, you can turn on your air conditioning, your stereo,
or your lights.
Red lights?
Oops. Wrong district.
Well, the great thing about an automated house is that you can customize it to your personality.
Now, this is like an automated dollhouse. Of course, Al would have an automated dollhouse.
Well, what would be so great about your automated house?
Yeah, I'll show you. In my house, let's say I want my plants to have perfect sun. All right? Press this plant icon, and my house rotates from a northern exposure to a beautiful sunny western exposure.
Well, I wouldn't want to be living in a spinning house.
Well, who invited you? Now, here's a good one. Let's say your neighbors put on a new two-story addition. You can't even see the stockyards anymore. Press this, and your house rises to the occasion. When you go get the paper, honey, watch that first step. It's a mean one.
This feature is also good for keeping away those pesky door-to-door salesmen.
And speaking of keeping people away from you, you know, when the mother-in-law comes to visit, perfect opportunity to use the automated house. She's not getting in here. No way.